It's Thursday, November 8th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The family of Asiya Bibi is begging for help from the international community after the Christian mother of five, who was acquitted of false blasphemy charges last week, remains imprisoned in Pakistan. Bibi's husband, Ashiq Massa, told Aid to the Church in Need that they are afraid for their very lives and cannot even leave their house to buy food because of violent Islamic protests against the Pakistani Supreme Court ruling. Italy announced Tuesday that it is working with other nations to help relocate Bibi's family. Hebrews 13:3 says, "Remember the prisoners as if chained with them, those who are mistreated, since you yourselves are in the body also." Armed separatists in Cameroon, Africa, have released 78 students who were kidnapped on Sunday from a Presbyterian school in the country, reports World Magazine. However, the school's principal and a teacher, who were also abducted, have not yet been returned. In a rare event, Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman held a 2-hour meeting last week with a delegation of U.S. evangelicals. The delegation included Christian communications specialist Reverend Johnny Moore, National Religious Broadcasters President Jerry Johnson, and former Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann. The delegation's leader, author Joel Rosenberg, told CBN News that they are working to support religious freedom for Christians in the Arabian Peninsula.
Given the fact that we care about the people of Saudi Arabia, Christianity in the Arabian Peninsula, the desire to see more freedom of worship, even Christian churches being allowed to be built, this all seemed important to us.
Paul said in Acts 13:47, "For so the Lord has commanded us, I have set you as a light to the nations, that you should be for salvation to the ends of the earth." Christian professor Nicholas Merriweather of Shawnee State University in Ohio is being disciplined by the university for not using female pronouns for a male student pretending to be a girl. Merriweather has now filed a lawsuit with the help of Alliance Defending Freedom against the university over the violation of his Christian faith. Attorney General Jeff Sessions resigned yesterday at President Donald Trump's request, as the president has signaled changes to the administration after the midterm elections, reports Fox News. Trump said Matthew Whitaker, the chief of staff to Sessions, will be the acting attorney general. The strained relationship between Trump and Sessions came over Sessions' recusal from the Russian election meddling investigation led by special counsel Robert Mueller. In addition to voting for political leaders, voters in 37 states cast ballots on 150 statewide ballot initiatives, ranging from abortion and religious liberty to gender identity, reports World Magazine. Alabama voters passed a constitutional amendment affirming the right to life of unborn children and stating that their constitution does not protect any right to abortion or require any abortion funding. Similarly, West Virginia passed an amendment denying abortion rights or taxpayer funding. Sadly, a similar initiative failed in Oregon. Alabama voters also supported a constitutional amendment to allow for the display of the Ten Commandments on state, public, and school grounds. And in the first statewide referendum on transgender rights, Massachusetts voters upheld a 2016 state law that allowed transgender individuals to use the bathroom of their choice. Despite all of man's opinions, Romans 3, verse 4 reminds us, "Let God be true, but every man a liar." Christ Union Methodist Church of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, is moving to leave the United Methodist Church as the denomination may change its position against homosexuality and faux homosexual marriage. Jeff Dunn, pastor of the 1,600-member church, told the Sun News that he would not ordain a practicing homosexual or perform a homosexual wedding, since these things clearly contradict Scripture. And finally, 33-year-old British swimmer Ross Edgley became the first person to swim around all of Great Britain this week, reports Fox News. Edgley swam up to 12 hours a day, swimming for 157 days to cover the 1,791-mile challenge while enduring 37 jellyfish stings, a rotting tongue, a suspected torn shoulder, and an open neck wound from chafing. Ross has enough determination for all of us. And that's the worldview in 5 minutes. On this Thursday, November 8th, in the year of our Lord, 2018. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.